to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to structure a dressage training plan for your horse. So this podcast episode is part of a three-part series. Now in part one, we're going to be looking at your schooling routine structure and we're going to start looking at the warm-up phase. And then in part two, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the training phase. And then lastly, in part three, we're going to look at the cool-down phase as well as how to keep and maintain fitness in your dressage horse. So if you've joined me on this podcast episode, we're looking at the final part, which is part three, the cool down phase and fitness. Now, all professional athletes include a cool down phase, both in their training sessions and in competitions, and your horse is no different. Now, cooling down helps to prevent injury and muscle stiffness, and it's crucial to your horse's well-being. So when you finish the training phase of your workout, finish off each schooling session with a few simple exercises in rising trot that allow the horse to stretch his muscles and loosen his back, followed by a period of working on a long rein. Now, by allowing your horse to cool down in this way, you are showing him that periods of hard work are always followed by things that he can do easily. And the winding down work teaches the horse that he can finish his schooling session feeling that the work is easy and he feels great. Now, the duration of the cool down period will depend on the intensity and the difficulty of the training phase. So you may need to cool down your horse for between 10 and 20 minutes. Now, this period of relaxation is just as important to the horse's well-being as the warm-up. The cooling off walk allows the horse's heart rate to slow down, lets his circulation return to normal, and prevents the horse's muscles from stiffening up when he is at rest. Also, the horse's footfalls help to pump blood out of the extremities before he is returned to his stable. Now, if you don't allow sufficient time for that, then soundness and circularity problems can occur. So now let's move on to getting your horse fit for dressage. Now, some riders assume that dressage is the easy option compared to jumping and cross country. However, if your horse is to perform at his optimum, he must be fit and strong enough to cope with the demands of schooling without sustaining injuries. Now, if your horse is completely unfit, you should expect to allow at least 4 months as a minimum fitting period and up to 7 months, assuming that you experience no setback. Now imagine how long it would take to get yourself fit from zero. Your horse is no different. Now be prepared to extend that time frame if you feel that your horse needs more time. So let's look at months 1 and 2, which is the acclimation period. Now if your horse is being started completely from scratch, then begin fitting work with exercises on the ground for the first 2 weeks. So try using exercises such as backing the horse uphill for a few steps together with neck and leg stretches. Now when carrying out stretches, always work on muscles that have already undergone a brief warm-up routine. That's because the horse's soft tissues are more elastic and therefore it's easier to stretch and less prone to damage. Now a good way of achieving that is by using a horse walker. But never force the horse to stretch if he is resistant, as that could injure him and you could go beyond what he is comfortable with. Now carry out stretching exercises for the horse's neck, back and legs for 10 to 15 minutes, at least 3 days per week. And then you can begin riding the horse for up to 25 minutes, starting with the walk. And then every 10 days, you can increase the duration and intensity of the exercise. Now after the first 10 days, you can add some short periods of trot and a little canter after the second 10 day period. And you will quickly notice that your horse is losing excess condition and is becoming more toned and muscled. So now let's move on to months 3 and 4, which is when you can introduce cardio. Now the cardio stage of your horse's fitting program usually takes around 4 weeks, although it can take 12 weeks or even longer. Now this phase of fitness training focuses on building your horse's stamina, so you must be prepared to ride 4 or 5 days each week. Now cardiovascular fitness comes from the repeated muscle contractions that push more oxygen into the blood via the horse's lungs and is also known as heart and lung capacity. Now, exercises that are highly effective at improving the horse's cardiovascular fitness include cantering, as well as two shorter workouts each day. Now, frequent transitions and changes of direction are useful for increasing stamina, as they demand that the horse must overcome the forces of inertia. Now, the more cardiovascular fitness that the horse has will help to prevent the problem of lactic acid building up in the muscles, which can affect performance. Now, by the end of the cardio phase of his fitting program and before moving on to the strength building stage, the horse should be carrying himself properly and working in a correct round frame. Now, the horse should be stretching his back, carrying his spine in good balance, and pushing himself along with his hind legs to get the maximum benefit from his strengthening and conditioning work. So, moving on to the final 2 months, which is building strength. Now, by this stage in your horse's fitting program, you should be schooling him at least 2 to 3 days each week and working on his cardio fitness on one day. And now it's time to add strength training for 2 days per week. Now, it's thought that many horses can never achieve their full potential simply because they lack strength. Also, if the horse is not strong enough to cope with the demands of his work, he will most likely sustain muscular and joint injuries. So, useful strength exercises include the following. So, number one, walking and cantering uphill and then walking back down for recovery. Number two, gymnastic grid work. So, you could use 18-inch to 24-inch fences and you could ride down a grid of one strides or bounces and then walk and trot back to the beginning of the line. And lastly, number three, you can repeat exercises such as canter pirouettes for a short time, followed by working the horse in trot on a large circle in traverse and shoulder in, and then repeating the exercise. Now, you can perform this routine on alternate dates several times a week, adding more repetitions of the exercise each week to build up the horse's strength. So now let's talk about keeping your horse fit. Now, so having worked so hard to get your horse fit, you now need to maintain that fitness level. Now, to do that, you will need to work your horse at least 4 or 5 days each week, keeping to the 50-50 rule, which is where you spend half the time working on dressage movements and the remainder working on conditioning. So to wrap this episode up, and also this three-part series, a clear dressage training plan for your horse is essential if you are to progress up the levels. Now, make sure that your horse is fit, strong and able to carry out the work that you are asking of him, and make sure that you structure each of your training sessions with a warm-up phase, a training phase and a cool-down phase. Now, if you have any other questions about this podcast or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.